Blog Talk Radio.
Paul never invites anyone to become a religious individual. Paul's invitation is new life in Christ. The political establishment, the Pharisees and Sadducees and the Herodians, the religio-political establishment crucified Jesus. Paul was, as Saul of Tarsus, was part of the religious establishment that crucified the Savior. What Paul teaches in his letter to the Romans, power of the Spirit, is that the new life that you and I have received is breathtakingly different from anything in the cosmos or the cosmic system. Paul refers to the things of this world as the stoicheia, the elemental things, or the cosmos. And in Romans chapter 6, he says these very important words to us. Romans 6:6, in fact, he states, quote, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed." That's an old English reading. It literally means made to cease or stop. "That henceforth we should not serve sin or be in bondage to sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ," that is speaking of our crucifixion with him that Paul talks about in Galatians 2:20. "Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." Paul understood the cross as a radical departure from anything that had to do with this world, with this age. Paul understood the cross as a radical hiatus, and he lived that reality through the power of the Spirit. Paul said, Paul wrote, "that I might know him and the power of his resurrection." Paul investigated, Paul lived out the new reality of suffering with Christ. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 10 that he, in 1 Corinthians, that he kept his body under subjection because he did not want to be disqualified from winning a prize from God. And so this was very, very serious to him. His life, his new life in Christ, meant just that, that he served the living Christ and that he would live in no other way. And so this made his life very, very powerful. And so in 1 Corinthians 9, I should say, Paul wrote in verse 9:24, "Know ye not that they which run in a race all run, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we, speaking of believing ones," and the "we" is in the emphatic position, "but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so I fight not as one that beateth the air or a shadow boxer, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, a dokimois. It is disqualified for a prize." And so in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, once again, knowing this, that our old man, and the word "man" in Greek is anthropos, which is gender inclusive. It means male and female. Our old man, speaking of the old nature from the past, the old life from the past, all that is crucified. Notice, we have a state of being verb is. Our old man is crucified. Didn't say was crucified or will be crucified. Knowing that our old man is crucified, the body of sin may be made to cease, that henceforth we should not be in bondage to sin. Christ Jesus came to set us free from the bondage of sin. And so, in verse 9, Paul writes, "Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God." So, in verse 11, Paul writes, "Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Likewise, reckon," or calculate, reason. The adverb "likewise" means in the same manner or in this way. In fact, count on yourselves to be dead indeed unto the practice of sin. And for our discussion, sin is any lack of conformity to the character of God, whether it be in act, disposition, or state, or simply sin is anything that is inconsistent with the character of God. He goes on in verse 12, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. It is reign as king, that you should obey it in the lust thereof." Verse 13, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness." If you have a pen or a pencil, the word here, instruments, is the word hopla, H-O-P-L-A in Greek. Kafla means instruments of war. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto the practice of sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as weapons of war for God's purposes. See, this is what the devil does not want the child of God to do or to realize. The devil does not want the child of God to realize that he has been given a brand new life. The child of God realizes this, he becomes an enemy of the cosmos. And so therefore, an active combatant against the things of Satan. And the devil does not want that. He wants the child of God to be a sleepwalker to the cosmos. He wants to so decorate the cosmos, hence the name cosmos, from the Greek word cosmeo. He wants to decorate the cosmos in such a manner as to make the believer a sleepwalker, to lull the believer to sleep, or to an ungodly passivity, so that he or she does not take seriously the things of God, and he or she does not understand that the flesh, that is the old man, because old man and flesh are synonymous, that the believer does not crucify the flesh. You see, it serves the devil when the believer is passive, when the believer has settled for mediocrity, spiritual mediocrity, and has not been set free from this type of passivity or mediocrity. God wants us to be like Jeremiah. God wants us to have fire in our souls. God wants us to have righteous audacity in the devil's world, so that we can face this world that is dead and trespassing and speak truth to power, that is, speak the word of God to a world that needs his word, a world lost. People are so lost these days. Their only answer is violence. They have no real answers. They have no real understanding as to what life is about. We as believing ones have the message that this world needs, and that is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, all of us. And Paul said, of whom I am chief, for I am the first. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is our message. This is our purpose, to herald the good news of God in Christ Jesus and the finished work of Christ. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.